Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at using the word wish. Well, we all wish for things. I, for example, wish that I had a big house in Mallorca. I wish I had learnt a foreign language when I was younger. What do you wish for? Maybe you wish you knew how to use the word wish in English. Well, I am going to make that wish a reality in the next few minutes. So when we are talking about wishing for something, it could be a wish in the present, something we wish for right now, at the moment, or it could be a wish for the past, something we wish about in the past. If we look at the sentences that I said at the beginning of this podcast, I said, I wish I had a big house in Mallorca. So is that a wish for now or a wish for the past? Well, it's a wish for now. Right now, at the moment, I wish I had a big house in Mallorca. Not the past, but just in general now. Look at the structure that I used in that sentence. It was, I wish I had a big house. So it was actually the past simple tense. This can be confusing because we're talking about a wish for now, an unreal idea for this moment. But we use the past simple tense. I wish I had a big house in Mallorca. Let's look at another example. I wish I spoke Italian. I wish I spoke Italian. Again, this is a wish for now. So we use the past simple, and the past simple of speak is spoke. I wish I spoke Italian. So that's a wish for now. Now let's have a look at the other sentence that I said at the beginning of the podcast. I wish I had learnt a foreign language when I was younger. I wish I had learnt a foreign language when I was younger. So this is a wish for the past. And what tense did I use after I wish? I wish I had learnt. That is the past perfect tense, which is where we use had and then the past participle in that sentence, learnt. I wish I had learnt. So when we talk about a wish for the past, which is often a regret that we have, then we use the past perfect tense after I wish. Let's look at another example. I wish I had taken a taxi instead of taking the bus. I wish I had taken a taxi instead of taking the bus. So this is our main use of the word wish. It's for a wish in the present, a wish for now, and a wish for the past. But what do we do if we have a wish for the future? Because actually in many languages you can use the word wish for the future, and it's a common mistake that I hear to say, I wish that I win the football match. But no, we don't say that. We don't use wish for the future. Instead, we want to use the word hope. I hope that I win the football match, not I wish. Another example of where we use the word wish is with a sentence that starts, I wish it would, or maybe I wish he or she would. This is where we generally are complaining about something that is happening at the moment, and we want the situation to change. For example, I wish it would stop raining. At the moment, it's raining, it's been raining for a long time, it's quite depressing. We want the situation to change, so we use that expression, I wish it would stop raining. Another example, maybe we're waiting for someone to arrive. We might say, I wish she or he would hurry up. I wish he or she would hurry up. Again, we are complaining about something. We want something to change. So we use this structure. I wish he or she would hurry up. So there we have some uses for the word wish. The most important thing is to remember those structures and also to remember that we don't use the word wish for the future. We use the word hope instead. Okay, so I hope that was all useful and now you have a good understanding of this word where so many people make mistakes. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.